Ari.
Yes, Ayanda. No, it's fine. I just wanted to check something.
Okay, it's fine
Thanks.
then.
Thanks.
Okay. Oh, yes, Chair.
Yes. Good afternoon, honorable members, the staff, and I see that there is some delegation from the I can't see. Look, honorable members, I don't know. I'm sure I will get your protection. It's gonna be for the first time I've experiencing this. We were told that when the house is still in progress, we can't continue with portfolio committees. But I hope I will get the protection of my committee if I'm in trouble with having the proceedings continuing parallel to Parliament. The only thing I've noticed was that I thought even the last item on the appointment of the director for the budget office was the last item, and I can see we're continuing. Let's deal with the issues, and we will deal with the case as it arises. Can I get any apologies?
Morning, Chair. Good afternoon. Just the following apologies. Mr. Zungula, unable to attend the meeting. And then Mr. Mahlaule, having a doctor's appointment. He will be in and out of the meeting, Chair. And then Mrs. Phillips also requesting to leave at around 1:30, as he needs to deal with a personal matter, Chair. Those are the apologies received, Chair. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Can we then go? I hope Honorable Phillips will be done by 1:30, because most of the issues are issues that we have dealt with, and especially the primary issue. I'm just worried about the numbers of us as the committee. One, you and Mr. Mbambo. One, 2, 3, 4. Mrs. Phillips is not here. Okay. Can we go to the report? And look at generally what is being proposed more than any other thing. Ms. Boss and Ari?
Yes, Chair, we are trying, yeah. Good afternoon, members and our guests. I will go through the report. Mainly, I won't go with page by page and word by word, but this is just the structure of the report. We've got a point one, the introduction, but if members have got something to raise, we sent this report last week and the updated one this week. If there's something they need to raise, they can just stop me while I'm going through. And then two, we've got the composition of the delegation and the parliamentary staff. And point three, it's the sequence of events happened while we're in the oversight, the report on the visit by the committee. We started with the GTL refinery, and we've got all the contents there. And then after the refinery, we visited the Petro SA Center of Excellence. And after the Center of Excellence, we received a briefing from the Petro SA management, where they were giving us the overall of what is happening there. And then after the presentation, we met with the union, the organized labor. I'll go down a bit. And then the organized labor briefed us on their challenges and the proposed solution through organized labor. It's also outlined there. And after we received the presentation from the organized labor. We've got our observations and the committee. I will just go through, Chair, to the observations. This is what was drafted by the support staff, and members can add or delete what they feel like. It's not necessary there. Okay, just hang in there, Ari. Thank you. All right, on the committee observations, we are saying that this section provides a synopsis of the key issues observed by the committee, particularly emanating from the presentations, discussion, and the walkabouts in the GTL refinery. This includes the committee was concerned about the status of the Petro SA GTL refinery. Reserves in the refinery are close to depletion and are expected to run out by December 2020. The major contributor to this challenge is the failure of Project Ikwezi. Project Ikwezi was meant to drill 5 wells. The 5 wells that are earmarked for development were to be 1.5 kilometer long. Essentially, Petro SA did not yield the anticipated return from its investment in the drilling of 5 wells. For example, 3 out of the 5 drilling wells yielded a modest 25 billion cubic feet of gas out of an expected 242 billion cubic feet. This is another thing that we added this week. Although not signed off by the shareholder, that is the DMRE, Petro SA has developed a strategy and a corporate turnaround plan. The committee was concerned about the practicality on the implementation of the turnaround strategy for Petro SA. As part of the strategy, Petro SA aims to embark on a number of strategic partnerships in the upstream area as part of the organization's effort for de-risking the upstream operation, getting access to funding and technical skills required to execute large complex upstream projects. This is an effort to avoid the repeat of Project Ikwezi. Organized labor is also in support of the acceleration of exploration and production. The next one, the committee notes that Petro SA aims to be an off-taker of the Total Powder Gas Discovery. As a cost-saving measure, Petro SA plans to dispose its non-core assets, which include excess material of Ikwezi project and the receiving vessel, to the value of 100 million. Furthermore, the board took a cut of 30% on their board fees. Paying of acting allowances has been discontinued as part of cost-saving measures. It is apparent that as part of the corporate plan, there will be job losses. The committee noted that after more than 5 years, the company has appointed a permanent group CEO. However, the committee also noted that a considerable number of executives are still on acting positions. The committee was concerned about the devastating socio-economic impact the closure of Petro SA refinery would have on the economy of Mossel Bay and the Garden Route district. Moreover, the committee is concerned about the poor relationship between Petro SA and the Mossel Bay local municipality. The committee noted the relevance of the Center of Excellence as a community skilled institution and the contribution to the communities in Mossel Bay. The committee noted with concern the poor relationship between organized labor and Petro SA. The organized labor contends that its proposal on how to rescue Petro SA are often not taken into account. Organized labor is of the view that the sale of assets should be held in abeyance until the measure of strategic fuel fund, IGAS, and Petro SA is complete. The committee was concerned about progress on the installation of 87,000 solar water geysers. About 2,000 solar water geysers were stored in the Mossel Bay municipality facility since April 2019. To date, only 5 solar water geysers have been installed in the Mossel Bay municipality. To this end, a commitment was made by the DMRE that by end of January 2021, 1,995 solar water geysers will be installed. The committee noted with concern that there were different types of solar geyser products procured, and this impacted negatively on the training. The committee noted that in its corporate plan, PetroSA intends to sell its non-core assets. However, organized labor is of the view of sale of non-core assets cannot happen at this stage until the merger process is finalized. The three unions active at PetroSA who presented similar submissions on the state of the entity, hence the committee requested the committee's researcher to consolidate all of these. Should I go through to recommendations, Chair? Or is there anything on the observations?
No, let's go through the whole issue. We'll come back with the recommendations when you are done. We'll start with the observations when you are done.
Okay. Then on the committee of recommendations, we are saying that the portfolio committee, having conducted the oversight visit, recommends that the minister should, one, update the committee on progress made on the installation of the 87,000 solar water geysers by end of January 2021. Moreover, officials who contributed to the failure of the program should account to Parliament. Two, the minister should ensure that the training of solar water geysers is skill-based and not the product-based. Submit and present to the committee the project equity, including details of the officials and the board members involved at the time. The minister should encourage the Center of Excellence to continue with their work and collaborate with other institutions in advancing skills development in the area. Minister should submit and present to the committee all forensic investigations within the SEF group completed and those in progress by end of January 2021. The minister should actively engage with Total on the Propada gas discovery project. The committee should be updated on progress. Should ensure that the PetroSA corporate turnaround strategy complements and strengthens the merger process. The minister should urge SEF, PetroSA, and DMRE, or it is urged that SEF, PetroSA, and DMRE should avoid any potential job losses. Sorry, the minister should ensure that the CEO and SEF, that the CEO of SEF and the mayor of Mossel Bay Municipality actively engage on the challenges facing PetroSA and its impact on the Mossel Bay. Should ensure the relationship between organized labor and PetroSA be strengthened in order to create a good working relationship. Last one is to ensure that views and opinions of organized labor are taken into consideration to assist the process going forward. Thank you, Chair. Chair?
Ish, sorry, this is mute and unmute. I'm talking. I don't realize that I'm still muted. Sorry. I'm just saying, if honorable members, we don't have any matter with the actual body of the report, can we now go straight to the observations where members would want to make comments on? Like it is stated, we agree that having submitted the report and looking at ways on polishing what we think is necessary, we said let's highlight in yellow those areas that will not have been on the initial report that was sent. But members can make reference to any part of the observations that we made or corrections in any way, or a request for the removal or retrieval of what they think is not a reflection of what will constitute the observations of the committee. Any hands? I see the hands of Honorable Mailem. Any other hand? Okay, in the absence of another hand, Honorable Mailem.
Thank you, Chairperson. Chairperson, I've got a couple of comments. The first one is the last two bullet points on the observation section. I think that they it doesn't flow very well, because I think that those talk to PetroSA, and maybe we could put them above the solar water heaters observations, just so that all the PetroSA stuff is together, and then the solar water heater stuff is all together as well. Chair, then if we could, the observations note that PetroSA is going to run out of feedstock at the end of the year. And it then talks to the offtake agreement that they're looking to put in place with Total and Brilpadda to get further feedstock. But my concern is that the likelihood of getting that feedstock is only 5 to 7 years down the line. And that was confirmed by various people over a number of meetings, but it was confirmed at PetroSA as well, that they are not likely to get feedstock from Brilpadda or Leipert anytime soon. So what's missing in all these plans is, how does PetroSA plan to remain a going concern between when its feedstock runs out at the end of December and when it is able to put in place these offtake agreements? And I think we need to highlight this as a major concern, because I think it's something that hasn't been addressed. It's something that we don't have an answer for, and nobody's giving us an answer. Then, Chair, I am also a little bit concerned, and perhaps this goes under recommendations. There were contradictory comments made by the PetroSA board, who wanted to sell off non-core assets to ensure that they are able to meet their financial obligations, including paying their staff. And then from the unions and organized labor, who said, no, don't sell non-core assets until we finish the merger with the other entities. Now, I think that the union approach is perhaps a little bit short-sighted, because essentially PetroSA is going to run out of money and not going to be able to pay its staff. So I think we need to, as our recommendations, urge PetroSA to rapidly get rid of anything that is not generating revenue and focus on remaining a going concern in the short to medium term. Thank you, Chair.
Okay, I see the end of Honorable Kula.
No, thanks, Chair. I think there's one observation that has not been captured here, is that as a committee, we're also concerned about the lack of relationship between PetroSA and the local municipality in the form of Mossel Bay. Because the concern is not only centered around the quality of geysers, there's also a concern around the distribution of geysers, that it will take what form if you do not have then the buy-in of the local municipality. How will then address that element of then getting the intended beneficiaries for the project? Will you do it outside of the municipality? Will you do it on your own? So that's why we said that we also have that concern that there is a lack of relation between PetroSA and the Mossel Bay local municipality. And that does not augur well for job security of concerned residents in that area, does not augur well for economic development in general in the area of Mossel Bay.
Okay. is there any other hand? I may not see. Let me start with the first one. I don't think, Honorable Milam, it's going to be a big deal, but it's not for me to make an argument. I don't think it's going to be a big deal to put a more chronological approach on how do we make these things to follow suit. In terms of PetroSA and the solar water heaters, I don't think it's a problem. We can just rearrange the issues that talk to PetroSA and the issues that will talk to the solar water heaters in relation to the oversight. I'm not sure, Honorable Kula, I want to check on the observation, because I thought we had made reference to the lack of a relationship. between the Mossel Bay municipality and the, but we will see. Let me check. Moreover, the committee is concerned about the poor relationship between Petro SA and the Mossel Bay local municipality. It is on the whole issue of the economic impact that the Mossel Bay municipality, all the observations, we have placed that issue there. So I hope it does accommodate you, comrade, Honorable Kola. Let me, I didn't want to block you, Honorable Mailem, on the issue of Petro SA going to the recommendations. I think for the sake of also fast tracking the meeting, the point that you are raising, we have made an observation. No, wait, to go back on the observations. We have made an observation on the contract, on the possible issues, contradictions, if I were to use that word, between what Labour is raising and what the union were presenting. If you look on the observation, it says the committee noted in the corporate plan, Petro SA intends to sell its non-core assets. That's an observation. If we have to come to the issue that you are raising, let it be, I agree with you, be matter of this committee. It says, however, organized labor is of the view that the sale of the non-core assets cannot happen at this stage until the merger process is finalized. Now, that was the issue that we had to make an observation, that the other view says Petro SA cannot sell its non-core assets without looking at the merger process. But we couldn't put all the details that people were raising. We just, because for the sake of the report, amongst other things that the unions were raising, which is a bigger issue that we'll have to deliberate on, was that the decision or the consequences that they are faced with today or that could lead to the job losses are as a result of the decisions, not just of Petro SA, but also of the group of companies itself. And therefore, when you look at the capacity to address the crisis, do you look only at the level of Petro SA as a subsidiary? Or you look at the decision of Petro SA having been impacted upon by the group of companies, and therefore that merger that they are talking about says bring it in. Then in the recommendations, not that we were running away from the discussions. Oh, before I go there, also if you look on the observations, please go up, was that we also looked on the fact that what Petro SA was, they were presenting also under SEF, was a turnaround plan or corporate plan that has been adopted by Petro SA board, SEF board, but there is no process finalized in terms of the final step, which is the business, the executive authority, which we said then they must fast track, and I think we've accommodated on the recommendation, fast track the process of finalization of the corporate plan with the contribution of the executive authority, and therefore then come back to the committee. The problem that we are having sitting here, and I understand also your dilemma, is that the time is not waiting. We don't know how far, if like you say that it will be running off out of stock by the end of the of this, this is December, by end of this month. And therefore, does the corporate plan talk up until the day? Are they waiting, sitting and waiting until the end of the month? What we then said, if you look on the, I don't know what bullet, it says in the recommendation, add SEF, Petro SA, and DMRE to avoid any potential job losses. What we can say, that is the point I was coming, what we can say, my understanding, is to say there should be no job losses. Having made all the consideration and followed the necessary, so their attempt must be to ensure that they, we are not saying they could be, there could be justifications, but we have not made, the fear we had when we were discussing this issue was that, can we make an opinion on a matter that ourselves, we said, let the executive authority be given the time to deal with the turnaround or corporate plan, then come back, that is my understanding, come back to this committee and account on the actions taken, if they would have been taken, or be able to account on the intended actions and the basis of those decisions that they feel that they have to be taken. Because in as much as we can make interventions, the final determination by operations will rest with the with the executive authority. So that's how we flagged it. I don't know whether it doesn't accommodate your concerns, rather than, because if that corporate plan goes to the executive authority and the executive authority makes the necessary decision, including agreeing with the fact that there may not necessarily be a basis or need for the sale of the non-core assets, then that would have been a decision that they would come and explain to us. If they've taken a decision that they had to dispose of the non-core assets, that is the decision that they will have to come and account in the committee. I don't know whether that doesn't occur. So the way that we have drafted it, it had to accommodate us in future when we make reference to the turnaround and corporate plan to say, this is what you said, and you decided to do 1, 2, 3. At this stage, as far as I know, we have not made a qualified decision or recommendation on the actual corporate plan because it does not have yet the input of the executive authority. But I don't know. I thought those, that's the context we looked at it. Anything, Chair? Honorable Mylem?
Chair, could I just ask that we add in a line under the recommendations then, that the minister should inform the committee of progress made in ensuring feedstock to keep PetroSA operational.
That's fine. I don't think it's a problem. Is that okay? Is that a problem? Can you accommodate that? They say silence means consent. Yeah, when we finish this report, honorable members, we are coming back almost to the similar report, because when we undertake, when the next item we are dealing with, if we approve the proposed program, it means our first item might still be the same issue now in practical terms. But honorable Volmarans,
I just wanted to concur that it won't break anything, the input that Honorable Mylem has done. And I wanted to proceed, us to proceed with that.
Okay. Babukul.
Chair?
Yes, I'll come back, Honorable Mylem. I saw the head of Honorable Kula. Honorable Kula?
No, Chair, I was saying I don't have necessarily with an issue in light of what Honorable Volmarans has said. It was my only concern was around that when we make recommendations, they must be derived from the observations that we are making. So I wanted to check whether the recommendation made by Honorable Mylem is covered in our observations, so that we all have the same understanding in the comments. That is not an understanding.
No, you are cutting, Honorable Kula. I hope you will come back. No, but it is on the observations. That's why I highlighted what is contained on that bullet with regards to what PetroSA was saying and what the unions were saying in terms of the core and non-core assets. And that is why I was making that proposal below to say all those issues were still based on the draft plan. The only limitation, I'm sure Honorable Mylem, you understand, the only problem is that, which we'll have to answer one day, is that whether this process is waiting for us or is work in progress, in as much as the executive authority. That's my dilemma. But at this stage, I take the point that Honorable Mailem is saying there has to be a sense of an accountability clause on the part in the main of the executive authority. And I think that's what Honorable Volmarans was seconding. Honorable Mailem and then Honorable Malinga.
Chairperson, I note the wording that has been inserted there. I think that if we could just correct it a little bit, ensure that the portfolio committee, having conducted the oversight visit, recommends that the minister should ensure that a plan for sourcing feedstock be presented as a matter of urgency, because we can't ask the minister to make feedstock available, but he can tell us what they're doing to make sure that they've got feedstock.
It's impractical, though. I'm looking at that. This is our last committee meeting, but my take was that the minister, in the meantime, working on the turnaround or on the corporate plan, must ensure that there is necessary feedstock in place. Will that not suffice? On the one hand, remember, even that issue of the feedstock is a subject of the corporate plan, which has not been at this stage any views expressed to. But we know that the primary challenge now is the question of the feedstock. So I'm just asking, shouldn't we say, whilst the minister is looking at all these issues, he must ensure that there is enough feedstock to keep the entity afloat?
Yeah, Chair, I don't quite know how the minister would ensure that. I mean, it's not...
My point is that he accounts to us. He will have to come and say why he didn't do so. Or even if by that time it's not he, it's a she. We are a committee of parliament. We have got powers in our hands.
Okay. I'm comfortable, Chair.
Okay. Honorable Malinga.
Thank you. And greetings to yourself, members of the portfolio committee, our support staff and the guests in our meeting. Chairperson, I think Honorable Mailem has covered me on correcting the point that we've just inserted. I wanted to ask you, how is the minister going to make sure that there's feedstock at Petro SA? So I think the way it's captured now, it does make sense, Chair. But also, I wanted to say, I can't remember where is that, but the point where the CEO has to meet with the mayor, they're there. The Mosel Bay should be removed there.
In fact,
and the body of impact on Mosel Bay, not on the Mosel Bay. Ensure that the CEO of SEF and the mayor of Mosel Bay municipality actively engage on the challenges facing Petro SA and its impact on Mosel Bay, not on the Mosel Bay.
No, I think, honorable members, in most cases, some of the things...
Actually, Mosel Bay what? Maybe economy or something. I think they were talking about economic opportunities and... Yes. Economy and livelihoods, whatever, Chair. Yes, Chair.
But honorable members, I'm a bit skeptical. I'm a bit skeptical. Maybe we should, because it's nice when you put a bureaucrat with another bureaucrat and allow the political head to do an oversight, or put both, especially in this case. My view is that the CEO, shouldn't we say the CEO must meet or interact with the municipal manager under the supervision of the mayor of Mosel Bay, rather than to make the mayor almost, I don't know, but I think it would be more comfortable, because They must treat this thing as more operational. And by report, even if they report to us, they will also have to report to that municipality. And therefore, the political head of that of the municipality is the mayor. So instead of treating it as a political relationship, we treat it as an operational matter that the it must be, there must be some degree of accountability on what is being done. Or we, my view is that if then we've got a problem, we put both the mayor, the municipal manager and the mayor of the of the municipality. Can I get comments?
Chairperson.
Yes, Babla.
Yeah, I think I concur with you on the last one. Both the mayor and the municipal manager and the CEO.
Yes. Is that agreed, honorable members?
Agreed, Chair.
Agreed, Chair.
Okay. Any other mayor recommendations? Okay. There is only one thing, honorable members, I can share with you is that looking at what we are going to be dealing next, we are not going to, this issue is going to, we are going to be seized with. I doubt that by March, no, by end of January, we would have exhausted. It's still going to be part of the program. Is there any mover? Namu Valencia, I'll see your hand.
I want to move, but at the same time, Chase, it might also just be a little bit in addition to the point that you just mentioned. I know that the director of IDP is a delegated function from the MM, but my observation there was that she was more clued up about what is happening, and it might be important maybe to include her, not that we will be dictating. And then if we agree, it's fine. If you don't, also it's fine, but I would want to ask to move for the approval of adoption of the report. But out of interest, I think that lady would add value in the conversations that might unfold there.
No, I my thinking was that the municipal manager was concerned or complaining about how they have been trying to write and do all these things.
Okay.
And they were not getting the attention. The actual work, that's why we didn't want to go to, the actual work relates to them, how to, even the CEO might delegate that work to another person. But we are saying for the sake of accountability here, that's what we are saying. So I don't think it negates what you are suggesting, but we don't want to, even the municipality to read it wrongly that we are now deploying beyond what
our mandate
was. Yes. But I take it that Honorable Volmarans is moving the adoption of the report. Any second?
Indeed, Chair.
I second, Chair.
Okay, thank you very much, honorable members. Can we now go to the program of the committee? Yes, honorable members, we are looking at the following year, especially the first quarter. Remember, we had agreed on the general issues of what needs to be contained on the first quarter, although most of them cannot be accommodated. That's point one. Point two, let me also make an apology about the fact that we were supposed to meet yesterday. And like I said last time, unfortunately, we got the program that was starting almost at the same time when we were supposed to start with committee work. And when they tried to make an adjustment, it was already very late to start because most people were flooding. So we could only accommodate this meeting of today. Having said so, we then looked at what are the key issues. We were suggesting then that on the first week, which is the 26th to the 30th. I won't go to everything. We should look at the issues of oversight within the Western Cape. We think the advantage will be that we may not be traveling to anywhere outside, and we may not need a lot of logistical arrangement, except the issue of the shuttles and so forth. Then we have then said that what we're supposed to have yesterday, because we'll be working, including the issue of the Saldanha storage, we will include probably the first briefing by the department, be on the outcome of the court decision and the matters that relate to the strategic stock. So we have accommodated that item as part of the work that we'll be doing on the first quarter. So you will see that we talk about the visit to Quebec, the visit to the storage in Saldanha of SFF. There is a visit to the refinery in Milnerton, then a visit in Petro SA, including now looking at the issues of the solar water heaters. To remind you, it's not us. In as much as we know, we're told it's impossible if they couldn't allocate so much, is that we were told that by end of January, those 1,995 solar water heaters will go on the roofs. Time will tell. So we said we'll get progress report there. How far is that process? Then that's the week of the sauna. We're looking then on the issue of the nuclear build program, which we had agreed on. Then on the issues of sauna, as well as the issue of COVID-19 regulations and protocols by Minerals Council. We will then, we also have got on the merger process, including what we have contained here. I'm not sure how much it will take of our time, but time will tell. We may just get a preliminary information on the issue on the briefing on the project Ikwezi, including the forensic investigations of SEF. Remember, that might also emerge when we get the briefing on the outcome of the court case. One of those issues we'll have, because the court case also is based on what would have been argued in court and what would have been the outcome of that forensic investigation. Then you look at many of those issues. We are also there is an issue of the audit outcomes. You remember, we still have got the outstanding entities that the AG had not finalized the work. And we, before we talk about looking at budget annual, that's what we agreed. Before we look at budget, annual performance, and annual targets, we need to know what have been the outcomes. There is the outstanding work, consolidated work, with regards to the annual performance plan and the budget. Isn't it supposed to be 2021-2022? That's what it's supposed to say. You've got 20219. It's not even 2020-29. It's 20219. There is no year that is more than 4 letters. So I think it's supposed to be 2020, even there, the following one, it's supposed to be 2020-2021. It will only be on the budget reviews or when we get the outcomes, the audit outcomes, where it will be next year, we'll be doing with 2019-2021 outcomes. Then we look at the issue of the first, second, and third quarter briefings, as well as the issue of the licensing regime with specific reference to the SAMRAT system. But we look at the licensing regime, both minerals and energy. How are we dealing with the issue of the issuing of licenses? Then we will deal that consideration and adoption of those outstanding reports, and then deal with the issue. Can you go up a bit? Yes, that those will be the last issues, honorable members, that we'll be dealing with. Based on the program that has been provided to us, what is the end term? I don't want to enter other issues when I looked in overall of the on the parliamentary program, except to say to members, we are placing this program in front of you for approval, but let's always be mindful of the fact that Parliament may decide to program differently from what we have done. Point one. Point two may give us other different preferences of what is to be done. I urge on these matters that all of us as honorable members, let's try and influence our own principals that when we have undertaken some of these exercises, we try and stick to this. I further urge that let's go back and also talk to our principal to relook on the parliamentary program, which seems to have a long period of lapse from the end of March, and whether that could be practical the following when we look at the program for next year. But I'm just now talking to this one. I need, if there is a need for an addition or something, before I finalize, we've also tried to say we will come back, even if it's early next year, put in front of the committee what are the other issues that may not necessarily be accommodated here. For instance, there are outstanding issues that relate to us interacting jointly with other committees, like illegal mining and other related work that we are supposed to do, which we'll have to come back and say, these are the other issues that we think must be accommodated. I'm trying to check any hands for additions or mover. Honorable Mylem, I see your hand. Is there any other hand? Okay, hit Honorable Mylem.
Chairperson, two things. First of all, if I may, the oversight visit, we're going to be in Milnerton anyway. Would it be possible for us to visit the SFF tank farm and storage facility in Milnerton as well?
Agreed. I don't think it's a problem. In fact, that should be our primary focus.
Thank you, Chair.
Let's take point two.
Chair, the second point is on the licensing regime. I think that you've raised the point that it's both minerals and energy. And if we're talking about energy, then we need to have NERSA present at that meeting.
Well, okay. Is there any other matter? Sorry. I should discipline myself as a chair and avoid a dialogue. You are raising a point for the committee, not for me. Okay. Is that you all, Honorable Mylem?
Thank you, Chair.
Okay. Any other matter? Honorable members, any other hand?
Chair,
Honorable Marans.
Chair, I'm actually partially covered by Honorable Mylem on the licensing part, but because in this current quarter and in the past we have raised the importance of this area and where there are gaps in terms of the different offices, and everybody is crying about it. I would have requested that it be shifted from March and then it goes to somewhere in February, that is around the 24th. That is when we were talking about the Mineral Council's response to COVID around there, in terms of bringing it closer rather than later towards the end of the quarter. That was what I wanted to input on it.
Honorable members, do you think it's a big deal if I will have to check? Will it be a big deal, honorable members, if we put it on that date and then we try and find a date to allocate? We can find another date within the calendar where we'll take this issue. if we decide to put it where it is, committee allows us to apply flexibility, but I think as a matter of principle, there is an issue that says let's prioritize this to be within that period. Is that agreed, honorable members? I don't have a problem, honorable Mailam, with NERSA being present. I think you are correct because they are the most effective. And I think the department will note that they will have to make it a point that we don't get people who will say they don't know anything. Can we agree? Do we agree with what is being proposed by Honorable Volmaras that let's prioritize, put it when we deal with the, on the 20, is it 24th, ne?
24th, on the 24th, yeah.
Agreed, yeah. Chair.
Okay, then there's an agreement. Thank you very much. Is there any more for now?
Chair, I move.
Honorable Mailam is moving. Any second?
Chair, I just joined, but I will second.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you, Honorable. I haven't seen you being absent, but it's okay. Okay. Thank you very much. The program is agreed to. Subject to Parliament deciding otherwise. Having said so, we must go to the minutes of the 24th, page, okay, go down, boss, as long as the names of honorable members are written properly. Two on the briefing, three on the discussions. Any take on the discussions? Point four, point five, point six, one, two. Point seven. Point eight, any move of the minutes? I'm trying to check your hands. Any move of the minutes?
Chair, I'll move adoption.
Chair.
Yes, okay. Honorable, is it Honorable Mashaule?
Yeah, just above eight, above point eight. There is something okay. That I just followed.
There's a, yes.
Next meeting, Chair, the Chairperson will report back to the committee at the next meeting on the feedback provided by DMRE regarding the derelict mine. What is that?
I
don't remember us agreeing on the next meeting because the next meeting had already... was already having an agenda.
Yes, but also most importantly, that issue was dealt with on the consolidated report.
So
we must take that out. Otherwise, it means the chairperson didn't know that he needed to come and account. Okay. There is an amendment. Honorable Mailam, do you want to move with that amendment?
Chair, moved as amended.
Okay. Any seconder?
And seconded as amended, Chair.
Okay. Thank you very much. Any matters arising? Okay, in the absence of matters arising,
on the matters arising, we're supposed to receive an information from DMRE on the 27th. That information has not been received.
Let's go back to the item on resolution.
It's on the resolutions, Chair.
Okay, let's put it back then. Maybe members don't want to, they don't see it as matters arising. Yes. I see the output on the continent and globally, employment figures in the industry relating to Black women, youth, and persons with disability, transformation of management in the diamond sector with specific reference to Black women and people with disability. That is what is DMRE expected. The committee resolved that the requested information relating to derelict mines be forwarded to the committee secretariat by 27 February. Now you will understand why the last point was, but that's not what it said. 27 November, yes. What I'm saying, I understand, but that point, the last one, which we deleted, I don't think was relevant. It's unfortunate, and it's not you, it's not member, there is no member. I'm not trying to suppress, there is no member that has raised that issue as a matter so that it becomes part of the deliberations. DG?
We are raising it, Chair. Agiri, we are alerted to it. We are raising it now.
Okay. So, yes. Honorable Malinga, you are raising the matter as the matters are rising.
Yes, Chair.
Okay.
It was just an oversight.
DG.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Honorable Chair. Good afternoon to the Honorable Members and yourself, Chair, and the colleagues that are on the call. Chair, we are finalizing the collation of the information. I know that I have been interacting with the CEOs, and so they're about to conclude this process. It was a little bit cumbersome for them because they had to collate and consolidate all the information. And so we would like to apologize for the delay, but they are working very hard to make sure that the information is collated and consolidated for the honorable members.
DG, let me say this thing. I'm saying this thing now for the last time. You know, you are gonna be in trouble with your people. If you are not gonna make the deadline, it's either one day, I said it will be your head that will be on the block. When people make commitments to the committee, they are making a commitment on your behalf and the minister. Now, when they can't meet those deadlines, unfortunately, I don't want, maybe next time, just be careful that when you come to the committee, people should not make commitments when they know that themselves, they will not live up to those commitments. Because if they knew that the 27 was next week or a week, whatever, because this is minutes of the 24th, they said themselves voluntarily that in 3 days' time, they will have the information. And we've got no reason to sit from the committee and say that information is impossible to be here. They should have known on the 25th that it raises questions. Do they know their work? If we come here and say the committee by this date, I can tell you that the procedures of parliament and other things and how committees meet do not allow that I can deliver that in such a short space of time. Now, honestly speaking, let's agree. Now, this is the last time we will be promised something. Well, I don't think members will be opposed when such is promised and people realize that they cannot meet that deadline they've set for themselves. They come back to the committee and say, no. We, having looked at this thing and the load of work that is needed, we need this information. That is my request, because from where I sit myself as a chair, I don't want tomorrow to be roasted by members for acting in a lenient way when people, because I should have come back here and say, we have not received that information and action must be taken. Whoever has done this, do a follow up, let that person account why was he or she not aware at the time of making the commitment and the promise. Because I still remember even the honorable members who asked these questions. And people voluntarily considered and said very proudly that they will provide the information. So let it this be the last time now. Honestly speaking, let it be the last time we get a promise and that promise is not fulfilled. It's either people present to this committee, say what they want to say sitting there. The moment they move them from their chairs and go, they're forgotten about what they came to say in the committee. That to me reflects that those people don't take this committee seriously. Let it never happen again. With all due respect, we are doing well, we work very well, but we can't have people coming in this committee, make commitments, decide that they now realize that this work that they suggested is too heavy. They don't have courtesy to write, they must write to you. And then you must then send that correspondence to say, no, what we promise is too much. Let it not happen again, DG. Okay. Having said so, I think those were the issues. Any other minutes?
The last one, Chair.
Okay. The minutes of the 25th. Point 21. Point 22, point 23, sorry. Okay. Continue. Honourable members, any matters are any move of the minutes? Any move of the minutes?
Chair, I hereby move for the minutes to be adopted, Chairperson.
Okay. Any seconder?
I second, Chair.
Okay, thank you very much, honorable members. Any matters arising? Okay, in the absence of matters arising, thank you very much, honorable members. You have done very well, DG. That information you have requested, please make it a point that that information, before we move on the 14th of January, let it be on record. On the 14th of January, we need that information to be submitted to the secretariat of the committee. It will be up to us how do we deal with the matter. I may have slipped something, Ari and Ayanda. There is something we said, it is remain outstanding. Let this information remain outstanding. Also, it's not matters arising. Let it be remain outstanding. We must get that information by the 14th. I don't know if you know when is the 14th of January. I'm just taking it from where I'm sitting now. 14th of January, we must have that information, DG, as requested, loaded as it is. If there is a problem, give us an indication much earlier than to be told when the committee is asking for it. Honorable members, this is the end of the year for us. Thank you very much. I think we have done very well. Let's keep up the good work. Let's make it a point that we meet again next year, being the full complement that we are, and continue to serve the nation and meet and do our level best to meet the aspirations of our people. I hope that you will take care of yourselves on this December. I don't know whether we can call it festive when situation is like this, but let's please again make a call to all our people. Let's act in a manner that will contribute towards mitigating against the virus that seems to be coming back at a full speed. Thank you very much, honorable members. The meeting stands adjourned up until 2021.
Thank you, Chair.
Oi, Chair.
See all the members on the screen since the last meeting.
Hi, Miss Boss.
Hi, Mamalina. Hi, Valvi. Hi, Chair. Hi, Madokwe. Hi, Tina. Mr. Mailem.
Hi, Valmarans.
Eta Lingas.
So, Bonana or three.
Sure.
Bye.
Chairperson is muted. Chairperson is muted there.
Where's Bilankulu? Can I see Bila?
Huh?
Can I see Bilankulu?
I'm saying some of these members, some of these members won't want to put their cameras on because they might be still wearing pyjamas.
We're in parliament, Chair. We can't come to parliament in PJs. Oh.
Yeah.
You must take us serious.
Are you done, boss?
Yes, Chair. Bye, my members. See you next time.
There are no pyjamas, Chair.
Chair, and the whip. I am calling you now. Now, when I leave this meeting, please.
Okay.
Hey, Babolan.
Mama Linda, I'll call you now.
Okay, but all right, do that quickly, Ayanda, because I must speak to the chair and the whip.